Tuesday morning. It's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right. Yes, 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 yes. So it's November 13th. Another cold morning. We are here. We are still here above ground. Praise God. Today we got a special guest, but we'll get to that in a little bit. This is the Pearls Podcast. Welcome back. I know it's been a while. It's been a long time since I left you. Had some things happening in life, but we're back. We are back. It's all right. And we're sponsored by Bready Life. Bready Life is a mentorship program for young men the ages between 7 and 17 years old. If you're looking to be a mentor, please reach out through email. You can contact me through phone, or you can just approach me in person. Bready Life, we're always looking for mentors and young men to mentor to in the community. Today, we have a special, special guest. Represent Pep Nation, hauling all the way from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He's going to tell us about what he's got going on, what his pearl is, and his special talents are. Pearls of Living is in development of some special things happening, so make sure you stay tuned. Go to the website, see what's happening at pearlsofliving.org. We have the 20th year anniversary of the Russells. So all the videos recorded live from the live recording of See You on the Other Side is all on YouTube. Go check it out. The Russells 1998 live recording is now up on YouTube. Go check it out. Like, comment, share, and continue to like, comment, and share. Tell your friend, tell a neighbor, to everybody. It's the 20th year anniversary of the Russells. So with that, getting to it and getting right through it, we actually are in the car right now, headed to the airport. He's going to fly back. And I told him, I said, hey, I want to get all of your pearls on this podcast. I know we ain't got time for all of that, but we got to hear what this man got to say. Just like with anybody else, we want to know your pearl. So if you have a pearl that you would like to share at any time, let me know. Reach out. We can get you on the podcast as well. All right, so here we are. Drum roll. We have with us Mr. Brandon Culpepper. All right, so this is the Culpepper. Tell us who you are, man. Who are you?
Well, I am proud to be a good friend. Some would even say best friend of Mr. Joseph Russell. Hailing from out of Mississippi and the Russell family. I'm also the president and CEO of Pep Nation Sports Leadership Camps, Pep Nation Sports Leadership Academy, Pep Nation Workforce Development, and Industry Solution C Corporation. You know, the gist of it, man, we develop youth through athletics in my field and teach them, you know, all that it takes to become a quality citizen that can contribute to the world and help the next young man, young lady also be a contributing citizen of the world.
Okay. Yep. And we kind of got a linking thing here going. We're both working with youth. We want to empower and encourage our young people to move forward. What kind of things are you doing to, what kind of activities you got your young people involved in?
You know, so our camps, you know, we have non-traditional sports. We teach introduction to co-ed flag rugby, introduction to lacrosse, introduction to soccer, introduction to field hockey, introduction to basketball, where we partner with local community-based organizations, nonprofits, for-profit groups that focus on and teach, instruct these sports. We partner with the national and federal federations that are associated with these sports to ensure that, you know, the young people have the best practices and standards when it comes to learn learning sports and being a part of competitive play. You know, our academies, we're then focused on helping kids get into college, teaching them how to market themselves to obtain scholarships. So what school you want to go to, put together a game plan, put together a resume, player profile, etc. So you can promote and market yourselves to colleges and universities all over the world. Our academy also, you know, does a lot of work with cities and communities that don't necessarily have the backing or support to field teams in these non-traditional sports. So we put together, you know, citywide rugby teams for high school players, citywide lacrosse teams for high school players and U13 teams, so they can compete, you know, at a high level with youth and young adults from all over that, you know, state in which we're engaged. You know, our Pep Nation workforce development, you know, for young people, what we're doing, we're teaching kids about jobs, careers, lifestyles that are associated with them so that these young people can be prepared. We almost call it that dinner time conversation, that breakfast conversation that typically happens at the table when you have a, you know, storytelling family structure with the husband, wife, children talking about their day, discussing, having conversations about their work life and school life, etc. Many of the young people that we're associated with don't have that experience. So, you know, we very intentionally, you know, have these much needed conversations with young people and expose them to water industry, power industry, electric industry, music industry, food and beverage industry, and all the clusters that's associated with them. So starting at the, you know, and you work in education, you may start off as a janitor, you know, go and get a certification, you move into the wastewater management of the school system, then you're in management, and then, you know, so on and so forth. So those are the types of things that we do there. And then support the school in any way that they need to be supported, with organized recess, PE, a GAP program where we actually teach physical education to young people. You know, our mission is to, you know, provide the highest quality mentoring environment with the goal of creating well-rounded citizens who take their education and play to higher levels. And we do that in every market we serve, both locally, nationally, and abroad.
Yeah. So you grew up in Milwaukee, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Born and raised?
Born and raised. 53206, man. 18th and Locust, baby.
Born in the mill. And I was reading the other day that Milwaukee is, well, not Milwaukee, Wisconsin as a whole is not, it's set up basically for young people of color to not succeed.
Yeah, I mean, that is a way to look at it. It's just, you know, it's set up for us not to succeed. You know, I'm a big, cheerleader, if you will, behind the whole, you know, bootstrap mentality, but not without the exposure and the knowledge so you can actually have the boots to put on to actually strap. See, that's the missing piece. Everyone always says, pull yourself up by your own boots. But if you don't have any boots to put on in the first place, how you gonna pull yourself up? You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Ain't no boots. You know what I'm saying? You still wading in the water with no shoes on, toes wet and soggy in the mud. So what we like to say is that, yes, Milwaukee has, and Wisconsin has been known as a place that's not not the best or not the most welcoming or not the statistically the most appealing place for African Americans, especially males. But given the deficit that we are in when it comes to, you know, teen pregnancy, dropout rate, incarceration rate, etc., that leaves in a tremendous amount of opportunity and potential for greatness. Whenever there's a negative, there's a positive. So, you know, Mr. Russell, I try not to focus on the all those negative statistics, because yes, that is a reality. Yes, we do have, you know, in some of the communities, like the community I grew up in, you know, we do have like, you know, a third of of black males, you know, either have been to prison or jail, or, you know, currently are on their way. We do have one of the highest teen pregnancy rates that, and that's, you know, we're talking about past our existence. We're talking about 30, 40 years this stuff has been going on. So this isn't something that's just, you know, just popped up. You know, this is something that's been embedded where, you know, as my brother, Marcus Garvey would say, this is a condition. You know what I'm saying? We talk about athletics, about conditioning our body so we can get out there and play, and we're used to it. So we've been conditioned and been used to, you know, selling drugs, going to jail, not seeing a future for ourselves, no hope, living on the government, etc. You know, and I'm here to say today, you know, that we're not going to stand by those statistics. You know, I try not to speak on them. I reference them, but then I come right back with, now this is all the positive stuff that we can do to change it. So, yes, Milwaukee's a tough place to be for black males. There's a lot of black-on-black hatred, a lot of white-on-black hatred, etc. But if you can make it in Milwaukee, you can make it anywhere in the world.
And that's part of what we want to try to do, not just in Minneapolis, not just in St. Paul, not even just in Minnesota. We want to go national, not only national, we want to go global in improving the lives of our youth, adults, and our older adults. And that's what Pearls of Living is. We work together across all boundaries, all borders. It's all about working together because we are better together. So with that, we have a Minnesota to Wisconsin connection that will integrate into planning to help improve the lives of all people, all colors, all sizes, whatever economic situation you got going on. We want to help to improve your situation because, I mean, especially growing up, there are some barriers that I wish that I had some resources for to help me succeed in life, but it just wasn't that way. I just reached out to the people that I knew that can help lead me in the right direction and stay focused on my tasks. So, just a quick question. Growing up, what kind of resources do you think you would have needed at the age of like 12, 13, 14 maybe, to help you get ready for high school or get ready for college? What kind of things do you feel like you needed at when you were that age to help prepare you for the next step?
You know, giving all praise to God, you know, who's the, you know, the beacon, the hope, he is my life. You know what I'm saying? I thank him each and every day for my mother. You know, I wish my mother could live forever. You know what I'm saying? I wish she could live till she was 160 years old because she was that choreographer, if you will. She was that agent for me, who made sure that, you know, I was involved in a number of programs like the Youth Village program and the Academy, Youth Leadership Academy, the Boy Scouts, Explore Post 622, where I learned how to play chess, through the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Milwaukee, Black Achievers, the Honors Association, Dominican High School Black Student Association, wherever there's a program, I mean, the list goes on and on. Alpha Botillion, programs that she just made sure that I was engaged. And her mindset behind that was, hey, I can't give him everything, so I'm going to use these programs that exist to fill the gap. You know, right now, yeah, I run a business and, you know, I'm a developer also. And business is all the same. It's the same as life. So in development, you know, when you're building properties from the ground up, you have to look at, okay, how much is the total development cost? And then what can I do to subsidize that cost to fill that gap on what I don't have? You know, and here's my mother, you know, at the young age of, you know, I think she was probably in her 40s, you know, 50s when I was 10, you know, 13. You know, she, you know, my mother had me when she was about 40 years old. So here she is saying, okay, here's my total development project. is Brandon Culpepper, my son. She gave me the guy right away, and then she says, okay, what programs can I use to subsidize in the areas where I'm not strong at? She took me to Union Hall meetings with her at A.O. Smith. She took me to, you know, usher meetings. She had me sitting at the table before I even knew I was sitting at the table. I was who I was before I got here. And a lot of that comes from my mother, and she gives it to God. So ultimately I give it to God. That's the best program that you can ever join, is somewhere that's going to acknowledge Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Amen. Amen. All right. Hey, it's all right. We conclude. I mean, it's been a pleasure. I got to get these men to the airport so he can get back to work over in Milwaukee. Is there anything you want to push for? I know you got the Billionaire Cup of Tea happening. Move Pep Nation going on. Hey, it's all right. What else you got going? Is there anything else you want to tell us about before we go?
Tune in to pepnation.org. The page is right now under construction. That's peppnation.org. You can also reach me on Pep Nation, our Facebook page, PEPP Nation, Instagram, PEPP Nation, Twitter, PEPP Nation, SLC for Sports Leadership Camps on Twitter. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday morning for a Billionaire's Cup of Tea, where I'm going to share positive happenings both locally, nationally, and around the world. Check out the Facebook Live and the Instagram for those. I mean, I'm putting out all the information. Anybody that want to partner, let's do it. You know, it's about the end result, changing the world, and we're going to do it together. That's the only way.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, that concludes another podcast with Pearls of Living, and we are better together. We'll see you next time.